Hi, I'm Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the Pantheon Network.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Rock and roll and cars are a classic combination. In fact, the very first rock and roll song, Rocket 88, was about a car. So get ready to rev your engines and hit the open road, because on this episode of Prisoners of Rock and Roll, we're shifting it into high gear and exploring the music about cars. From the rhythmic hum of the engine to the wind in your hair, these tunes capture the essence of the open highway and the freedom that comes with it. We're diving into the classics and exploring the rock and roll rebel attitude embodied in some of these great songs. But it's not just about those classic rockers. We're going to hit the gas on some unexpected picks from some other genres, too. From the country road to the city streets, music about cars just has a universal appeal that transcends genres and generations. So buckle up and get ready to cruise with us through the highways and byways of the ultimate playlist for joyrides. Let's get our kicks on Route 66.
I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Season 4 and Episode 76 of the Prisoners of Rock and Roll. Happy 2024. Whether you're a longtime listener or you're checking us out for the first time, welcome. My name is Bruce Kramer, and I'm here tonight with my good friend and my co-host, the one and only Ryan McCusker.
Are you rocking down the highway? Yeah.
Prisoners of Rock and Roll was part of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Our show is sponsored by Boldfoot Socks and McCusker's Tavern in Philadelphia. What's going on, brother? Happy 2024.
I'm happy to be here, man. 2024 is going to be our year.
Let's get after it, man. Yeah, so we took a couple weeks off for the holidays. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was amazing, dude. You got me the greatest gift ever. Bruce got me a Funko Pop made of myself, which I was totally speechless when he gave it to me.
Yes, I drove down to the bar on the took a long lunch and drove over, and I totally got you, dude. The look on your face was awesome.
If there wasn't like delivery hands, there was a bunch of guys there from deliveries that were like big macho men, I would have been crying.
It was like, awesome.
You even got the cat right. You even got Galaxy right.
Yeah. So the Funko Pop had a microphone in his hand and a set of drumsticks, and
as an accessory, it had Galaxy the cat.
And had your cat. So
amazing.
Yeah, dude. That was a good one. That was a good one.
You got me, sir.
Awesome. I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
So cool, man. I'm glad you had a good Christmas. I took the week between Christmas and New Year's off from work. So just did a bunch of shit around the house, did some stuff with the family. I'm fighting a little bit of a head cold right now. So if I sound a little,
I think everybody's sick now.
Yeah, everybody at work was sick, and even the week before Christmas, everybody was sick. It was like more than half of my team wasn't wasn't in the office because of something that was going around. Everyone, my wife's sick, my kids are sick.
Well, I hope everybody gets a speed recovery, man.
Yeah, I was saying as we were setting it up, man, I timed it perfectly. Every 4 hours taking DayQuil. So as soon as we're done this, I timed it that the DayQuil will be running off just as it's finished. So I can take DayQuil and go to bed and I'll sleep for 12 hours. So
dude, good stuff. I'm sure DayQuil, NyQuil sales are up right now.
I had to run out and get some more before we did the show. And it was like, yeah, the shelf was like bare.
I'm just glad I'm on the other end of a microphone, sir.
Right. We're doing this remotely. I'm not sneezing and coughing all over you. And you know what sucks too, man? Having a cold when you have an enormous like Civil War beard is really gross.
You do, man. You have this rocking beard going. The first thing I said to you. You look like Wailing Jennings.
I look like Wailing Jennings. Yeah, it's long enough I can put it in a ponytail now. It's pretty crazy.
Holy
so
shit.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. Just
it has a little gray in it. It looks great.
It's a little. I'm matured. The warden actually was over last week. The warden was supposed to come over Christmas Day, and he didn't because he was sick. And then he came over last weekend, and he got me a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon whiskey.
Really?
Yes, and it says on the bottle, aged 5 seconds. So
nice.
So see, I'm sure it's delicious.
That's what I need to do the citywide special with. I'll have to look into that.
It's clear because it's only aged in a barrel for 5 seconds. So I didn't open it yet.
I'll have to check that out. Maybe get that for the bar for a hoot and honey.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to break it open eventually when I'm feeling a little better. I didn't want to waste it. Yeah. When I can't enjoy the bouquet of it when I'm all stuffed up.
Oh, please don't wait for me to come over.
Right, right. Well, you don't drink whiskey.
I used to, but I used to break out. I used to break out in it. I used to break out in handcuffs.
Yeah. Right. You start sweating out of your eyes when you drink Jack Daniels.
Not anymore. Ever since your wedding, I start drinking Jack Daniels. That's my drink.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My wedding, that was the only thing. We served beer and Jack Daniels. That was it.
That was the first time I ever had Jack Daniels in my whole life, besides the shot that we did, and I didn't think it was. Yeah. But yeah, Jack's the shit. Somebody just told me there's a Jack Daniels Frank Sinatra version out there.
I have a bottle of that. I've never opened it.
I hear it's smooth.
Somebody at work gave me a bottle for something, like a project we were. It was in like a, it's in a box and it has a little like booklet in it and like a ticket, like you're in the Frank Sinatra Jack Daniels club.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, had it. Yeah, I'll show it to you next time you're over. I've had it for like 10 years. I've never opened it. But
yeah, don't open that shit.
Yeah, that's like, it just goes on a shelf somewhere.
But yeah, I might get that myself. I bet it'll look nice in the bar.
Yeah, just keep it behind the bar so somebody
steals it. Yeah,
right, really. Like your Billy Dee Williams picture.
Ugh.
All right, man. So
cars, baby.
Yeah, dude. We're kicking around ideas. When are we going to get back after the show? What do we want to do? And you said the idea just fell out of your head. Let's do something about the cars.
Cars is, you know, rock and roll. It was like the beginning of rock and roll was about cars.
Yeah, man. Like, the image of getting in your car and driving, going to the drive-in restaurant and or the sock hop or shit like that. Yeah, dude, it's just part of American culture, cars and rock and roll.
You know, and each generation, you know, cars progressed and everybody has their version of rock and roll with cars in it, you know?
Sure. And cars kind of became a big thing after World War II in the 50s, and that's when rock and roll started. So it makes perfect sense that they kind of grew up together in America. And Americans, we love our cars, man, like probably more than any other country in the world.
We love our guns and cars.
We love our guns and cars, and we love our rock and roll. So it made perfect sense. And we put together a list of shit, man. You got it's about 2 hours and 45 minutes worth of songs on here. We're not going to get to every one of them.
I never thought there were so many songs about like cars and being on the road. And I found some cool stuff and I found some stuff that's not cool, you know, but you found some awesome shit that I didn't even think of.
Yeah, when you sent the idea, it took me a while. I was like thinking about it, and I was like, I'm not feeling this one. I can't think of anything. And then it just like, boom, it just started like, well, I was like, oh shit, yeah, this and that, this and that. So, and we started with Johnny Cash. You know, I've Been Everywhere off of the American 2 album. We did a whole show on Johnny Cash's, that part of Johnny Cash's career and how awesome that was.
I'm surprised that song is so later in his career, you know?
Yeah, dude, that's a fantastic. I love that era of Johnny Cash's career.
Yeah.
It's great.
But you said it. The original rock and roll song was about a car.
Yes. Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats featuring, I think, the original shitbag of the week on the Prisoners of Rock and Roll, Ike Turner.
Ike Turner. Oh.
Way back, you know, here.
Shitbag of the week. Dun, dun, dun.
I think way back in episode 4 that we did about Sun Records, Rocket 88. Let's play a little bit of it. This is a great friggin' tune, man. It really is. Yeah, I do too.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
I could just see, I could close my eyes and see on the road and just seeing telephone poles pass me as I'm just cruising to that song.
Yeah, and I guess the story of it was those guys were driving to Memphis to record an album, and they were talking about, they had no idea what the hell they were going to record, and they just started talking about all the cars they were going to sing, and then that classic fuzzy guitar that you hear, like the story was that the guys were all crammed in, and as they pulled up outside of Stun Records, they realized that one of the amps broke. And Sam Phillips stuck like napkins from like a diner in there, and it made that fuzzy sound. Really cool.
We used to do that as kids, like with stereo speakers.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
Sure. And on the headset, man, you could really hear that fuzz clearly. And it gives it like an aura.
Yeah, and it's cool how many times like the Kinks have borrowed that. It's in like I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Stones. Like other people have borrowed that from it. And it was just like they were dealing with a problem, like something, you know, an F up with broken equipment.
That's how great recordings go. You roll with the punches and something great happens by accident, you know?
Yeah. And that's all, you know, we got into that a lot in our episode on Sun Records, which I still think was one of the best episodes we ever did.
Yes, totally. Go back and listen to that episode.
I think that was the first one we ever played music on too.
Yeah. We came up with a good idea. Yeah.
Way back in episode 4. So.
Sticking in that error, Chuck Berry, man. No particular place to go.
I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear.
Man, I'm reading a biography about him right now. It's like he's such an interesting dude. And he's one of the original motherfuckers of rock and roll.
Oh, he is the motherfucker. I mean, just he's interesting because he didn't learn how to play guitar until later in his life. And he just picked it up and just started playing.
And interesting, like the book was talking a lot about, like, he's one of the few rock and rollers in that era who didn't, like, the church didn't influence his music. It was like other things that brought that he came up with. It wasn't like gospel music.
Wow.
So, yeah, really interesting.
Had, like,
really
Richard interesting. Was real gospel-y. I never thought about that. Well, cool.
Yeah, there was a whole chapter about it that very specific that he was not influenced by the church. So interesting stuff.
Very cool. I love Mustang Sally. I mean, it's been overdone so many times, but the original by Wilson Pickett is the best version.
Yeah, you can go into a bar on a Saturday night, and chances are pretty good you're going to hear a bar band playing this, but it is a great friggin' song now. Oh, yeah.
Flat feet on the ground. But I said,
great song. You ever see the movie The Commitments?
No.
Oh, dude, you're missing out. It's like this Irish rock band, and they're learning how to play that song. And the girl's backup singer is going, Roy, it's Sally Roy, like in a real Irish folk. And the guy's like, it's not Roy, it's Sally Roy, it's Ride, Sally Ride. That's what I always think of. It is a funny movie. You should say you love music. So the whole movie is about music.
Yeah, you know, he was on Stax Records, which we haven't talked a whole lot about on our list. And he was one of the guys that did recording with the Muscle Shoals Swampers in Atlanta that we'll do a show about them sometime soon. It is like super interesting, man. All the music that those guys made.
They were like the Funk Brothers, right?
They really were. Yeah, dude. Like Aretha Franklin and all kinds of other huge musicians. Yeah, they've been on the topic list for a while. We'll get to them.
Oh, wow. I hope we do that in 2024.
I'm sure we will.
Johnny Cash has more than one car song. There's a bunch of them, but my favorite one is One Piece at a Time. I think that's my favorite Cash song, period.
Is it?
I think so. It's so creative.
It's funny. It's there's not many Johnny Cash songs I don't like, but I agree. It's a great tune. Let's play a little bit of it. Instead, it's funny and it tells a story. And well, here it's you go.
Great songwriting, man.
It is.
It'd be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now, getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
This was a song that made me think of doing this topic. Johnny Cash is a great songwriter, great storyteller. Great voice, everything.
It has that that classic Johnny Cash, like the sound of the dollar bill in the guitar strings.
Oh, sure. That was like one of the first Johnny Cash songs I ever heard. Was that like besides Walk the Line, whatnot?
Right.
You know, has a great song is Nat King Cole. Get your roots out, get your kicks off in Route 66. These are the classic songs right now, man.
I didn't realize that Nat King Cole sang this. That was a song that popped in my head, and I went to look it up and put it on the playlist. And I was like, really? It was that old? It went all the way back to Nat King Cole? I thought it was like a more, I don't know, like Jan and Dean. But, okay. But what the hell do I know? But yeah, dude, here you go.
My way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. More than two.
I love Nat King Cole.
We talked about him in the Christmas episode. Just how perfect his voice is.
It's good to hear other songs from besides the Christmas songs. You know, it's like, hey, he was so talented and died so young.
I thought that was a pretty popular phrase, like get your kicks on Route 66. And I guess
coined it. Or whoever wrote the song.
Right. And I mean, that song is from the 40s. So it's like, what the hell do I know? I could have swore I thought it was a little bit more contemporary, but.
We're here to educate and entertain, my friend.
There you go. I learned something being here.
That Jan and Dean, man. Dead Man's Curve. How about that song?
They do not get enough credit in like music for what they.
They should definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know if they are.
I mean, they should be. I mean, they are just a copy off of the Beach Boys, a watered down version of the Beach Boys, but they're still an important part of rock and roll.
Jan and Dean are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they've never been nominated.
Wow.
So, interesting. But, Dead Man's Curve is a really good song. And interestingly enough, as I was doing a little bit of research about this, where do I have it? My notes. Jan was involved in a car crash kind of near Dead Man's Curve where they sing about like years later. He was in a car accident, like right where Dead Man's Curve that they sing about. It's kind of interesting. Here you go.
Rolled up on the ride, he rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and
You know, they're so important because they're before the Beach Boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they came first, and the Beach Boys took that sound and became, you know, enormous with it. But Jan and Dean, influential.
I think Wilson actually wrote a song for them.
Brian Wilson.
Yeah, I believe he wrote a song for them, and they were on a different record label. And they were like, yo, what are you doing? You're writing song for the enemy.
They collaborated on about a dozen songs. They wrote Surf City together, Drag City.
I'm sure his father loved that shit.
Jan and Dean had 16 top 40 hits, 26 hits over an 8-year period, and they collaborated a lot with Brian Wilson on about a dozen songs.
Why aren't they in the Hall of Fame? That's ridiculous.
I don't know, man. Said they're like just very influential in like early rock and roll stuff. I'm kind of surprised that they've never gotten even noticed. But a lot of those surf guys just don't get a lot of, you know, the Beach Boys are in, but you know, shit, I've talked a million times on here about like Dick Dale should be in. And
yeah, they just missed the bus on that surfing. Talking about the Beach Boys, they got a great one. Fun, fun, fun.
They got like five, there's like five or six Beach Boys songs we could have put on here, but all good.
I have such great memories of that song playing on the jukebox in the bar, man. Growing up, that is a fucking kick-ass song.
The opening for that is so Johnny Berry. Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think Chuck Berry heard that and said, motherfucker.
Right. More white people ripping me off.
Oh, my God. But the Beach Boys were awesome. They're vocally, okay, maybe they ripped off whatever. But vocally, they did something original.
Nobody sang harmonies better than them. I don't, you know, I don't care. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Nobody sang
harmonies like the Beach Boys. And again, put headphones on and listen to it because there's so much more going on. Like it's easy to just like hear the harmonies and sing along, but you hear all the there's a lot going on with the music.
The background, the duo, holy shit, they were so talented.
Really complicated songs.
That era was the Beatles. The Beatles were a fucking amazing band at the time. And, you know, Rubber Soul was my favorite Beatles album. And Drive My Car, man. Great song.
Yeah, we've said for a while we wanted to do either Rubber Soul or Revolver versus Pet Sounds in one of our album face-offs. We'll put that on the list for 2024,
too. Yeah, sure. Ooh.
No, here's a little Drive My Car. Show you a better time. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah.
Great rockin' song, man.
It's a great song. I guess that's one of the few British acts that are on the playlist.
Yeah, really. Another weird little band. You ever hear that song, Hey Little Cobra?
No, but you put it on the playlist and you sent it to me and were like, check this out.
Yeah, I dig the old sound of it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're an old band I've never heard of. But yeah, dude, that's definitely worth checking out. Here you go.
Hey Little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs. Spring little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring little Cobra, with all your might. Spring little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring little Cobra, with all your might.
I love that old 60s sound.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see that car rolling down the street with that song playing.
Absolutely.
Which another great song is GTO.
Yeah, this has the exact same kind of vibe. Ronnie and the Daytonas.
Love it. Yeah, man, I love it.
The harmonies, just the sound to it, it's just great.
Just moving along in the decades here, moving on. I think it's time for some Waylon Jennings. What do you think?
Okay.
Those Duke boys.
Yeah, dude, a little Waylon Jennings.
Straightening the curve, yeah. Flattening the hill. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Oh, God. Great show. Who was the sheriff's name?
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Roscoe P. Coltrane with his dog, Roscoe, whatever.
Yes, Flash. The dog's name is Flash. Yeah, Flash. Yeah, man, there's a Dukes of Hazzard Museum in Nashville.
You're kidding me.
No.
See, just another reason why I need to get to Nashville.
Yes, the guy that played Cooter wound up becoming like a state senator in Tennessee.
I love it.
And there's a museum called like Cooter's Place. He's like all kind of...
He was like the good guy in the cops.
Yeah. There's like Cooter's Place is right next to like there's a Willie Nelson Museum, like a roadside attraction.
Oh, well,
so you know, it's cool.
We don't have it on the playlist, but we know Willie Nelson has a great road song.
Yeah.
On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again.
Willie's the best.
Willie is a national treasure.
I read his book during the pandemic, and he is such a outlaw, man. Like, he is a definition of outlaw. He lives his life to himself, true to himself, and don't give a fuck about anybody else. He's amazing.
He didn't give a fuck about paying his taxes, too, and that
damn the man.
Yep.
Another, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the great old, good old Grateful Dead.
Like the two dumb men together, more or less in line, just keep chugging on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream.
God, they're great. That album is unreal.
American Dead.
American Beauty.
American Beauty. One of the guys who run Pantheon, the network that we're on, Peter, shared a picture today of he's like working on a cool new podcast joining us, and it was him and Phil Lesh from The Grateful Dead.
Oh.
Yeah, so Phil Lesh is going to be doing a podcast on the same network as us. Like super
that
cool.
is super cool, man.
Yeah. So
props.
We're keeping good company, man. Pantheon's got the official Metallica podcast.
Yes,
that Metallica's
yes.
involved in. We got some. There's some big names on there.
And they got us.
And they got us. So.
You know, girls like their cars, too.
Sure.
And you know who was one hell of a woman was Janis Joplin.
Yeah. The song Mercedes-Benz, we could play this whole thing, but I know we can't because we don't want to get sued, but yeah.
Oh, Lord! Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me.
You can hear the Southern Comfort on her vocal cords.
Ugh. Nobody in music ever sounded like her.
No one ever will, man. She was
no.
She was a pearl, man.
And the fact that she's doing that a cappella, just you can hear her
unreal.
Like just banging her hand to like keep time.
Blues.
Yeah.
You know, that's like up there with like blues recordings. You know, just it's all expression, it's all feeling.
Yeah.
You know, nobody you don't need anything like else. Her. Yeah.
Just like that, we did the show on the Monterey Pop Festival, and she's just wrecking it, and they go to the crowd, and, like, Mama Cass is just sitting there with, like, her mouth open, just like oh, my shit. God, yeah.
It's a shame. She like, destroyed herself, man.
She really did.
Yeah. I love Jerry Reed, man. Jerry Reed had a bunch of songs. Like, he's, like, the original, like, trucker. He was in that movie,
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah. Which has a few good songs.
Do you want to play Eastbound and Down? That was like the theme first.
I would love to hear that.
Here you go.
Scumbum.
Watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell will mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta. And there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and Down. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time.
Yeehaw.
That goes with your look right now, bro.
Right, it does.
He's got another one. He's got Lord Mr. Ford.
Lord Mr. Ford. Yeah, we can play a little bit of that. Here you go.
Awesome.
Said me a few choice words. All about that demon automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, but me and the finance company own a ready-made pile of manufactured grief.
That's some good country western rockabilly kind of stuff right there.
You know, has a really good rockabilly feel is when Springsteen covered Pink Cadillac.
Yeah, there was another one we could, there was like 50 songs we could have put on here, but Pink Cadillac was a good one off the Tracks box set.
I never knew why that wasn't bigger. Was that like during his like 90s phase he recorded that, you know?
It was actually the B-side to Dancing in the Dark, but it wasn't on the album.
Oh, wow. So it is the E Street Band playing back then.
It is, yeah.
I wonder why that didn't get much. I remember hearing it in a movie growing up. It's just, it stands for so much, and it's Springsteen. You think it'd be bigger, you know? Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Why is it not on an album? It was more popular. It was on the box set.
Like that could have been Tracks. That could have been Born on the USA.
Yeah, easily. Absolutely.
Easily. Mm-hmm. Especially an album about America. Another great American is John Fogerty.
Yeah, I love John Fogerty, man.
I know you did. You put this song on here, Hot Rod Heart.
His solo stuff as he got older, his voice is it's getting real high pitched, but it's still
it's a
great
song though.
We can put the top down, listen to the radio. Big old Buick and a big old sky, and wheels on fire and
I tell you why? I got a high rock heart. Ooh, let's go prowling, sneaking like we used to do.
Great song.
I love Creedence. Yeah, we were working in the music store when that album came out. I remember we used to play it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, this, the drive of the guitar, the bass, it's definitely like cruising down the road, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about one more. We'll take a break.
Yeah, sure.
We got to talk about the late, great Roy Orbison.
Oh, my God, dude, this song.
Did you know about this song?
I did. We talked about it some in another episode. I know it came out after he died.
Maybe it was the same time as when he recorded You Got It.
If I remember correctly, that's what it was. Like, he recorded it, and then, like, Jeff Lynne cleaned it up and published it and released it after he died.
And then Cyndi Lauper covered it.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper covered it, and some other, Celine Dion covered it, and the Celine Dion version's terrible. The Cyndi Lauper version's pretty good.
Yeah, but nothing beats Roy.
I know we were texting each other this week talking about this song. I mean, shit, I'll play it like 2 minutes in. Like, he hits his high note, and you're just like, man, it's so good.
Holy shit. Ah, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up when he hits that note, man. And he was old when he did that. You can hear that he's an older man, but he's still fucking hitting it.
The Cyndi Lauper version came out first, and then that album, King of Hearts, that came out after he died.
Okay.
It was on there that that Jeff Lynne produced. But yeah,
I just remember it being, I know his version more than anything.
I do too.
Yeah, but man, he was, the legend goes, he wore the sunglasses so you couldn't see him cry while he sang his songs, man.
He has a really sad story, man. Like, his wife died, and his kids died, and just a lot of tragedy in his life, and then he died very young.
Yeah, he was 60-something.
He was 52.
Whoa! We're a couple years away from that, bro.
He just died of a heart attack. The fact that he was, like, there's a point in his career where he wasn't popular anymore, just blows my mind. Much like Johnny Cash. I was like, holy shit, man.
The Traveling Wilburys really brought him a little bit, you know, kingdom before he died. You know, like, gave him praise before he died. You know, and that album was number one when he passed away, was that Traveling Wilbury album.
An amazing, like, there's a documentary, like, the making of that album.
Yeah,
would come with it, and it was so cool because everybody else in the Traveling Wilburys were calling him Mr. Orbison, like,
even Dylan.
George Harrison was calling him Mr. Orbison, and they were like, "It's such a pleasure to work with you, and we're honored," and it was super cool.
Man, I would love just to have been in that session. Like, I don't know who played drums on that session, but I wish it was me.
Yeah, we got we just got shortchanged and a lot of good music by him dying at such a young age. I think of him the same way I think of, like, Buddy Holly. Like, man, if he just lived longer, like, there could have been so much more good music.
Yeah. Let's take a little break, homie.
That sounds great, man. Why don't we take a break, and we'll circle back, and we got some more stuff to play.
Word up. Stick around, yo.
Prisoners of Rock and Roll is sponsored by McCusker's Tavern at 17th and Shunk Streets in Philadelphia. There's something for everyone on the beer list and the jukebox at McCusker's. It's minutes from the sports stadiums in Philly, making it a great place to stop by for a few drinks before or after a concert or a game. Come see for yourself why everyone from Philadelphia Magazine to Playboy has called it one of the best dive bars in the city. Visit them at 17th and Chunk Streets in Philadelphia or on Facebook. That's McCusker's Tavern.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, Or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So it's 2024, and I bet a lot of you made New Year's resolutions to look good. New year, new you, and all that. Well, what better way to do that than styling a great-looking pair of new socks? And you can get that great-looking pair of new socks in Boldfoot Socks. Boldfoot have tons of different styles. You can show a little bit of flair or personality at work or working out. Every pair is made in America and come with 3 months of sock insurance in case anything happens to them. And on top of that, the owner, Josh, is a big music fan, so we're really proud to have him on board. You can check him out at boldfoot.com. All right. Thanks so much for sticking with us. That was Cars by Gary Numan. That's a weird song.
I love it. I remember the video. There was no cars in the video, I don't think. I don't remember. I just remember him, like, short haircut. Very bad video. Looked like it was obviously made on tape. You know, it just had that look to it.
So 80s sounding.
Everything was 80s then, man. Everything was so 80s with the beginning of MTV. You know, like,
yeah.
So weird.
Yep, I totally agree.
What is a rockin' song, a rockin' band that you really don't hear much about more than this song, is Golden Earring.
Golden Earring was a really cool band. I mean, I don't listen to a ton of their stuff, but the songs that I know, I do enjoy. Radar Love. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
Great song, dude. You know, it's the best part of that song is the drum solo. Now, if you were my friend, you'd find a little bit on that song where the drum solo is and play that shit for me. That shit's killer, bro.
I was reading about that song. I saw that King Diamond covered that at some point in his career. It's got to be terrible. And then REM has covered it.
REM covered it. White Lion covered it, and they really kicked the shit out of it. I remember that. I think it's time for the artist.
Don't need to say anything else. It's here.
Believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of abuse. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. You see, what have I got to lose?
Oh, he was the best show I've ever fucking seen, Bruce.
Yeah, you said that. And yeah, that was before, the song that... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said that before he died. Best fucking show I've ever seen. Unfucking believable. He did that. He did every hit. It was amazing. I'm so glad I saw him. But this song, I always heard it was about taking a girl's virginity.
Like, you know, a one-night stand.
Yeah, like a one, you know, little red Corvette. Like, yo, that's hot. That's fucking hot. He was like, he had such sex appeal. And you
right.
know,
every one of his songs was about sex.
He was a Gemini, baby. Just like me. What can I say?
Yeah, he was freaky.
The 80s had some great bands. The Cars were a great band.
I never got into the Cars that much.
Dude, they have just not Rick Ocasek. What was his name?
Rick Ocasek?
Just Ocasek. Not him. He was like the lead singer in the 80s and stuff, but they had other guys in the band that sang. So this song, Drive, it wasn't Rick.
Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on.
It was the bassist Benjamin Orr singing on it.
I believe he passed away.
He did. He passed away in 2000.
Yeah.
That song, too, was huge because they played it at Live Aid where they were showing all the video. They were showing like a video montage of all the people in affected by the famine in Ethiopia. That song was playing behind it. So got a lot of attention. I think like Bowie introduced it.
Great song.
I don't know, man. I never got into the Cars. I just never spent time listening to a lot of them.
Yeah. You know, like the greatest instrumental song of all time is Low Rider.
Yeah, dude. By War, by the funk band. We don't talk about funk music enough on this show. Here you
I
go.
Know. What's up with that?
We'll get to it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's the song you just...
I was thinking Days of Confused when I hear that.
That's a song you just... You instantly know what it is when you hear it.
No, yeah. It's been in so many movies, so many commercials, so many awesome, memorable things that song goes for, man. When I was thinking of this episode, I said jokingly, we have to put Greased Lightning in this fucking shit.
Why's Greased Lightning?
Greased Lightning! We'll get some overhead lifted.
Come on, dude, it's fun.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of musicals.
Grease is not a musical. It's a cultural iconish thing.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. It's not my thing. That's okay.
It's not my bag, baby.
It's all good.
I was looking at here, and you know what is an awful Queen song? It's I'm in Love with My Car.
It's really weird.
It is a fucking weird song. We got to play a little bit of it. Like, why wouldn't they let Freddie Mercury sing that song?
I think Roger Taylor wrote it. I think he wanted to sing it.
Oh, what a mistake. Why? You have the greatest fucking singer ever in your band, and you're going to sing this song. I don't know. What do I know?
And the song was the B-side to Bohemian Rhapsody, too. So he had like two weird songs on one album.
That's fucking hysterical.
I guess if you had the 45, though, it was a lot of dead air, because that song's only 3 minutes, and Bohemian Rhapsody is like whatever it is, six minutes.
Wow. Good thing they didn't play the B-side. I love Billy Ocean. He's got a bunch of great songs, but Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car is one of his classics.
He's one of those guys that I'm always like, what the hell happened to him? He just disappeared.
I'm sorry. He should have been in We Are the World. He was not in We Are the World. He should have been.
I don't think he's American, which is probably why.
Okay.
Because I think he was like, no. He was from like the Caribbean or something.
Oh, I'm so stupid. Forgive me. That's how big he was. Holy shit.
There was like 10 years where he was enormous. Remember the video? It had like, it was him, and then there was like some animation in it. It was like really kind of ahead of its time.
Yeah. And then he had that song from the Jewel of the Nile.
Yes, I love those movies.
And that video is hysterical with Danny DeVito, whatever.
Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas.
And they're like backup singers.
It's great.
Hey, if we're going to talk about cars, we got to talk about Sammy Hagar. He can't drive 55, baby.
The Red Rocker. Man, he's like almost 80.
Oh, I can't think of Sammy Hagar and not think about Van Halen. And when I think about Van Halen, I think about the Blue Meanie. So the other night I was at the bar, this kid comes in. He's from England. He comes in. He's like, I'm in Philadelphia and I follow the bar on Instagram.
Okay.
And I was like, how do you do that? He's like, oh, I'm a wrestling fan. And I follow the Blue Meanie. So I was in town. I said I had to stop at McCusker's. The Blue Meanie. I was like, that is awesome. It's a little weird, but that is awesome.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, he follows us and, you know, comes all the way across the pond and he's got to stop at McCusker's because he hears how awesome it is.
Was the Blue Meanie in there? Did he?
He wasn't. That was a Friday. I said, come back the next night. It was Saturday. And I told him to come back and I'm sure Brian was going to be there then because there was a wrestling thing going on and he always comes from McCusker's afterwards. I'm looking forward to the WrestleMania in Philadelphia because Brian's going to be like a celebrity.
Yes, Meanie Mania at McCusker's. Yeah. I saw him talking about on Facebook.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know,
awesome.
Yeah, we could do a whole episode about the Talking Heads. You know, they're just a crazy art band that became this rock and roll band. You know, Road to Nowhere is a great song. Oh, man. Every time I hear that song, I think of my good friend, Jack Menard, who passed away. And that was his theme song. You know, every time I hear a song, I think of my buddy.
They're a weird band that I'm always like, what are they? It's hard to define them.
They're like an Andy Warhol project, man.
Yeah, I always put them almost on the same bucket as like Devo, just kind of weird, defy categorization.
Maybe like Blondie. I mean, they were part of the CBGB sound.
Yeah. They're a little more like artsy, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cool.
More talented than a lot of bands of CBGBs. We have to talk about the Queen, Aretha Franklin. She had Freeway of Love. Remember that? Aretha, dude, she handled her shit, man. Let me tell you, it's not nice to say this about a woman, but she was a motherfucker. She sure really was. Like, holy shit. Like, she was the boss.
Totally. She just, if I remember correctly, she just hit a point in her life where she was like, I'm not putting up with it anymore. And I'm going to be in charge of my own career. And I guess people around her were taking advantage of her. If I remember correctly, it was from the Rock and Roll Archaeology on Pantheon. They did a whole like 2 hours about her.
There's a great movie about her that's out. It's real. She took at her young age, she got taken advantage of, you know, and she said, no more. And awesome. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And I'm sad to see that she went. She had a lot of great music.
Another person like Nat King Cole, just that voice, or Janis, just blows the roof off when she sings.
I wish I would have saw her in concert.
Yeah, me too.
You know, maybe she was something we all took for granted when she was here. You know, and she's great in the Blues Brothers movie. The Blues Brothers. Don't they owe you money? I love Life is a Highway. I heard it in the supermarket the other day. And that's what I always say. You hear a song in the supermarket, it's a fucking hit.
Okay. You didn't put the Rascal Flatts version on here.
I messed that up. I'm sorry.
Would you say they're the Maroon 5 of country music? You said that at my house one time. Here's Life is a Highway. It's in my blood and it's all around. I loved you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hits. From Mozambique to those Memphis nights. The cabin past the Vancouver's lights. Knock me down, back up again. You're in my blood, I'm not alone.
I love that.
That is a really catchy song.
And I'm going to go on the record. Rascal Flatts just suck, dude. They're like the Smash Mouth of fucking country music.
Yeah, maybe that's what you call them.
The Smash Mouth of country music. I have a million jokes, buddy. I keep them rolling. I make it laugh.
But that Tom Cochran song is catchy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the ultimate like 90s one-hit wonder.
I remember hearing that the first time, and I was like, holy shit, what a great riff. What a great harmonica solo in the middle of it, you know?
I think I had that single on cassette.
Yeah, it was on MTV all the time.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's time for some Primus.
Joey's a race car driver.
I love me some Primus. We did a whole episode of Primus.
We did. We did a whole episode on Les Claypool.
Yeah.
Last year.
He's a brilliant guy, man. There's not even enough words to say about him.
Mad scientist of rock and roll. Love it. Love the quirkiness and all the different projects he's involved in. And you can go check out that whole episode we did on him.
You know who's really quirky is Cake.
Yeah.
The Distance is a pretty good song.
My opinion of them comes and goes. Sometimes it's just too, it's too much, but this is a decent song.
And they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's
racing. I love that guitar riff. Fucking grungy as shit.
Yeah, it's grungy, but it's like it's quirky too.
Yeah, yeah,
it's very 90s.
I've seen them in concert. They opened up for the Counting Crows at the Tower Theater, man, back in 1997, I believe it was.
Nice,
great show. A band like the Counting Crows, which is a great band, is the Wallflowers.
Bob Dylan's kid.
Yeah, I mean, I think he kind of sings better than Dylan, his son.
Yeah, that's a pretty low bar, though.
You know, this song is great. It was even greater when Bruce Springsteen sang it with them at the MTV
the Grammys or MTV year, Awards, yeah.
Whatever it was. It's here, One Headlight. God, I love the sound of that snare drum, man.
Pops. That album was enormous, and then they just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, that whole sound came and went, you know, like that whole Counting Crows, Matchbox 20, you know, they all go on tour together. You always see them all together.
They're still making albums, and Jacob Dylan put out some stuff solo. Yeah, they tour with like the Gin Blossoms, Verve, and all those other kind
of. Yeah. Yeah, I would totally go see the Wallflowers. They were playing it like a free show somewhere.
Like a supermarket opening or something.
I wasn't thinking that depressing, but I was thinking maybe something down by the park, like a free show at the park or something. Not a supermarket opening, dude.
Well, hey, never know.
I'll take any gig. No gig is too small. I love Rob Zombie. I think a lot of his pop culture thing is Hot Rod Cars. And he's got two songs. One is obviously Dragula. You know, it's, that one is great. Let's play that. Dragula is the monster's car.
You know? Sure.
And Rob Zombie owns that car.
Oh, does
he? He's the man. Yeah. He's got another song that White Zombie did with Iggy Pop. And this song is great. Black Sunshine.
Yeah, I loved White Zombie in the 90s.
Yeah, me too.
Rob Zombie was cool, like his solo stuff, but I do like White Zombie a little bit more. But yeah, here's Black Sunshine, and this is Iggy Pop at the beginning.
Performance piercing the night. This is Black Sunshine.
His songs are like movies, you know, like they're like scary, but, you know, fun. I don't know.
He was super into like horror movies and comic books and all that stuff. And
the 70s had some great car movies, man. Like those pulp movies kind of thing, you know. I got one more song for you, pal.
All right, dude, let's bring it home.
Dude, gotta play Ministry.
Jesus Built My Hot Rod. Another album, man. I listened to this so much when I was like in high school.
Oh, great fucking song, man.
Sung by shit, who's on there? Gibby Haynes from the Butthole Surfers.
Great fucking song, man. I'm ready to fucking fight someone now.
That's one of my favorite albums from the 90s.
Yeah. That was Hot Rod Music, brother.
I love it, dude. Nice job putting the playlist together.
Hey, man. I love doing this sort of thing. This is a great hobby for me. Keeps me together. You know, my first job was at Pep Boys. Did you know that?
Yes.
You know, and I was around cars a little bit growing up. My stepdad was a drag racer down at what was that drag racing down in New Jersey?
ACCO.
Yeah. So I went to ACCO a lot growing up. What was your first car you ever had?
I had a 1983 Chevy Celebrity that only had an AM radio.
Holy shit, dude.
Total shit box.
I think mine was a 1990 Dodge Arias white box car.
Like a K-car.
K-car, yeah. With red steering.
I had a K-car after my 83 Chevy Celebrity.
So. K-cars were the shit, man. They were awesome.
I guess I am kind of a car guy. I do work.
Yeah, you got a fucking... What do you got?
1980 Stingray that...
Yeah, you're not a car guy. The only thing I want in my retirement is a Mustang. That's all I want. And I can't have a Mustang in Philadelphia.
Yeah, right. It'll be on blocks.
I would have to keep it in New Jersey at my sister's house, put it in her name, you know, but that's my dream car, is to have a Mustang. You can't put any drums in it, but, you know, I have another car for drums. What's your dream car, Bruce?
A late 60s Mustang. Yeah. Same thing. There's a mechanic near my house that there's a grabber blue, like 67 Mustang sitting in the lot, and it's been sitting there for years. And I'm always like, man, I get some extra cash. I just call him like, you want to sell that?
Wow. Yeah, that's my dream car. But yeah, I'm realistic. I'll take a new Mustang whenever that year will be. I'll have a new Mustang that year.
There you go. Yep. All right. Let's move on to the back end of the show. All right. Music news. I got two things. One, people are really into streaming music now. So this company called Luminate published a report, and they said in 2023, there were 4 trillion songs streamed over the internet in 2023. That's a 34% increase over last year. And then this company put together a list of the top 10 like album equivalents. So it was like album sales, song sales, streaming audio, watching videos on YouTube. And half of the top 10 were Taylor Swift. So she's like, taking over the world, apparently.
Oh, the Swifties are, watch out. The Swifties are coming through.
And then the other one I had, and it said it was like 1.8% of all the music played in the world was like Taylor Swift, which is
ridiculous. Because
we talked about the Christmas
fucking episode. Scary. They're a cult, dude.
When we talked about the Christmas episode, we said that like 50% of all the stuff that was played on the radio one year was like Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm. And now it's like 1%, and you're like, holy shit, it's Taylor Swift. But people, yeah, there's not like casual.
People tell me Fish is a cult. Yo, Taylor Swift is a cult, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there's not like casual fans. People go crazy for her.
They're a scary cult.
Yeah.
And I don't little girls.
right. My niece is like 6 and absolutely loves Taylor Swift. I was like, there's nothing wrong with her music. It's just pop music. Yeah, but
it is what it is. She's positive. I dig that.
Right.
You know, a generation of powerful girls are going to come through because of her. Good for them. Right on.
And then the other news, music news I had was Sky News in England reported that the owners of SoundCloud are talking about selling the company. SoundCloud's like that Eddie Jabroni can record something and just upload it there. And said over 40 million artists have released 320 million songs on SoundCloud. Excuse me. Some of the artists who got their start on SoundCloud are Post Malone, Billie Eilish, Lizzo, and Lil Nas X. So whoever buys it, hopefully they just turn it off.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah,
she's not big anymore. I'm glad this is a Swifties. Oh.
She was our Kate Bush before we found Kate Bush.
God, she's so miserable. I can't take any more miserable.
I tried listening to her to see what's. I know I'm way too old to be in her demographic, but
God bless her.
Anyway, second thoughts. We got a bunch of people were chiming in on stuff we posted on YouTube a lot. People were talking about a lot of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stuff. So Susan Patton, we were talking about Dolly Parton getting into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She said Dolly Parton never sang a rock song in her whole career until after she was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How is that even possible? She does not belong there. Now, before you come at me, I'm a fan of hers from long ago. She's the queen of country music. She just is not a rock and roller. I was like, I get it, but that ship is kind of sailed.
She represents should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a powerful woman that she is. You know, she did everything on her own terms. She's got the tunes, all the songs that were remade because, you know, she wrote, you know, why shouldn't she be in a Rock and Roll Fame? Rock and roll is more than just fucking three chords and the truth. There's a lot right. more than that, you know?
Right. And that argument about art, you know, people other than rock and rollers like Miles Davis and Big E and getting in like that. That ship has sailed. So it's like yeah, if you're
for real,
yeah, you know, I think real. She deserves to get in. So
absolutely, anyway. She's a lovely woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, and then we had this is some nerd stuff, and I loved it. So this dude, Adam Richards. So we're talking about the Slapback Echo and how Sam Phillips recorded that, and he goes, "It's not really an echo chamber. The echo chamber is a room or some other empty physical space, like the attic at Hitsville, USA, or the rooms at Capitol Records in Hollywood." Or EMI's Abbey Road studio. What Sam was doing was tape echo or tape delay. Les Paul is largely credited for coming up with the tape delay in the late 40s, shortly after acquiring one of the first ever tape machines made by Ampex. Les was a well-known jazz guitarist and electronics tinkerer who had made some hits under his belt, but really hit the big time when he teamed up with his wife Mary Ford, real name Colleen Summers. Their innovative records were huge hits in the early 40s and 50s, and that's most likely where Sam Phillips would have first heard the effect. Sam was very well versed in electronics, having previously worked in radio and rebuilt the RCA console that he purchased from a radio station that would be used on nearly all the classic Sun records. So I was like, I responded to the guy. I was like, thank you. You sound like you're a music industry dude or a recording engineer or something. You really appreciate it.
He really schooled us.
Yeah. Got, I was like,
he schooled us.
Yeah.
I was good like, for good him. Stuff, man. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I hope he said thank you. More of our shows. Yeah.
Yeah. I said thank you. And I will read this on the next episode when we get together. So
that is the best email we ever got.
The electric chair. You got something?
Yeah, man. I really, really hate Tracy Chapman's Fast Cars.
Okay. Like,
it's awful, man. It's so depressing. And you know what? It's the female's Stairway to Heaven. They think it rocks in the middle there. Oh, it really rocks right here. Oh, yeah. Dude, fuck this song.
I don't like this song because it's just such a bummer. And it just makes me upset. I think it's a good song. I just never liked it because it bothered me. The subject matter upset me.
I fucking hate it.
It is huge again now because Luke Combs covered it and it went to number one in country radio. So Tracy Chapman became the first black woman to write a song that went number one in country, which is like,
that's awesome.
It's crazy. Awesome. It took till 2023 to do that. But yeah, it was cool. And, you know, the morons were like, she's being exploited. And it was like, no, dude, like she had to give permission for him to do that, like to record that song. He didn't just like take it from her.
I respect her. She's got a couple good songs. It's just we're doing songs about cars. This song is a bummer. It's a car song. It would just kill it, man.
Oh, my God. Man,
car songs are supposed to be fun.
Our manager in the music store loved Tracy Chapman and used to play all the time. And it would be like, just like,
Give me one reason's a great song. Give me one reason's a great song.
That album, we had to listen to it. Like, anytime you'd work in the morning and she was there, she would put it on. Hated it. All right, let's kill it. Get out of here.
We sentence you to death.
That's going to be controversial.
Yes, it will.
People are going to come at us for that one.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all right.
So that's fine. I don't mind being controversial. That's a wrap on episode 76. So we only play 30-second clips of songs that we talked about today. But if you want to hear the full versions, there's a link to an episode playlist in the show notes. What did you think of the episode? Let us know. Let us know by reaching out to us on social media or emailing us at show@prisonersofrockandroll.com. We love hearing from listeners, and we try to read as many comments as we can on the air. Lastly, we'd love it if you follow us on your favorite streaming platform, leave us a review, and tell someone about us. It's probably a great time to wrap up because I'm going downhill. So I'm going to go take a hot shower, take some NyQuil, and pass out.
You did a great job tonight, man.
I held it together, brother.
You did great. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
To all of our listeners out there that are fighting a little cold or something, just hang in there. Valentine's Day's right around the corner. We got more episodes coming. And Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Keep on rocking.
Peace out.
I'm just a prisoner.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.